Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's episode of Horror Movie Talk is brought to you by Overly Complicated Oil. When regular motor oil just won't do, we pull out all the stops. Overly Complicated Oil comes with fully rhythmic pandextrosity to increase the life of your engine and gives the flip-ons the supplication they need. Volumetric exaggeration and methionyl-3-glucamine supawoo allows your car to whimsical farm blast in the peristratosphere coma so that you get to where you need to go. Visit Overly Complicated Oil today at OCO Pansisix capital LPR --, spelled out 1 today to get a free sample of flow Xenosinihilopilfication today. Hello, and welcome to Horror Movie Talk, an opinionated and accidentally funny horror movie review show. Your schlubby hosts each week are Bryce Hansen, the cool collected nihilist, and David Day, a neat guy who's always changing. New theatrical releases always get priority, but we also review older horror movies, both good and horrible. I'm David.
And I'm Bryce.
Hey guys, how's it going? At the top of the pod, we're going to plug our website, horrormovietalk.com. You should check us out on there. Leave us some comments on the site or check us out on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Insta, as the kids say. We post new episodes every Wednesday. Try to do it real early in the morning so that you can just, get up, download, get on your way, have us in the car on your way to work. Subscribe to us on, whatever you use to listen to us with, and leave a review of the podcast so that, it helps us out a little bit. Yeah, I think Stitcher and iTunes you can leave reviews on. I think you can probably leave reviews on Spotify as well. So do it. Today we're going to be talking about The Ritual, which is a Netflix original horror movie, and it's a pretty darn good one at that. So we'll start out by giving an overview of our review and our score for the movie. We score on a scale of 1 to 10. You know how 1 to 10 works. 1 is very bad. 10 is very, very good. It's a movie that transcends the genre of horror. And 5 is, just acceptable. It hits all the right beats. Later we will be doing taglines and some of the bits we'll be doing our taglines and a new one called Guess That Clip, which, I'm excited about. Anyway, it's new on this one. This episode is being recorded in advance. So you might have heard some Guess That Clip already. I don't know. I can't guess.
I can't live your life.
What life?
The listeners.
Oh, you can't. Okay. I thought you were talking to me.
I can't live your experience. We don't know what you've done.
I became alarmed.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, Bryce is coming at me. Some strong shit. So thanks again for listening and let's get into the show. So we streamed The Ritual separately. Bryce watched it, in his house and I watched it in my respective house. I watched it when it originally came out, which I think was like February. No, I watched it a couple months afterwards and I rewatched it for this review.
It came out in 2017, I think.
No.
Is what it's dated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on IMDb, it's dated 2017.
Oh, okay. I thought it came out in 2018, like at the start of the year. No, it was filmed. I'm not sure. This is how professional we are.
Yeah, you can tell we've done our research on this. Anyways, it's a movie. It's on Netflix. We watched it.
Yeah, and here is the trailer for it.
Rob would have loved this place. He's a good man. The best of us.
You know, they have walking trails in England. Pubs.
Come on, man. Where's your soul?
It's twisted. It's twisted.
All right, yep.
Easy.
Look, we go southwest through here. We cut the journey in half.
Or through the forest?
Yeah, why not?
We should have gone to Vegas.
Oh, you'd have found something to fall over in Vegas too, mate.
Now, is it me, or is it really quiet in here?
It's been gutted. Could be hunters out here.
Bait,
possibly. Or it's the bit they don't show you in the nature documentary.
It's a warning. We shouldn't be here.
Where the hell are we, Hutch?
We should pitch the tent.
This is ridiculous, man.
Luke, you're getting soaked.
You hear that?
No, I didn't hear anything. Come on.
Then or not?
It was a nightmare, Phil.
Well, what happened to you then?
We got spooked and we had bad dreams. All right?
I woke up last night.
Look at this.
Nothing has done that to you. You've done it to yourself.
Why do you have to deny everything
because
I say?
Because I do not value your judgment.
We need to be working together, man.
Wow, that was great.
Yeah.
Trailer.
It was a good one. The Ritual, as I said before, can be found streaming on Netflix. It's a Netflix original movie. It starts off with some old college friends who are having a night out on the town in their home, England. And as they leave the bar, two of the five head into a liquor store while the others kind of wait outside, hang out, waiting for their buddies to get some liquor to make some nightcaps with. And they find themselves in the midst of a robbery. The two that went into the liquor store are like caught up in a robbery. Our protagonist, Luke, who's played by Rafe Spall, hides, cowardly like, when, while his friend is beaten brutally and killed for not giving his wedding ring to the robbers. So from there, we fast forward a year, and the four remaining friends, who are Luke, Phil, who's played by Arshar Ali, Hutch, who's played by Robert James Collier, and Dom, who's played by Sam Trufton, who is in, I think, AVP, decide to go on the hike that their dead pal would have wanted to go on with them, the King's Trail in Sweden. So as they head down the trail, Dom sprains his leg in a frighteningly realistic portrayal of of the kind of dumb movement that it takes to sprain your leg or injure yourself. I love that scene in this movie because every time I've ever hurt myself, it looks just as fucking stupid as it as it looks in this movie. It's like it's the equivalent movement of stubbing your toe. You just spaz out a little bit. Your body, you lose some motor control.
Boo!
This movie is worth a watch just to see him sprain his ankle in the most realistic, like, he deserves an award for this. So at that point, the group begins to argue and squabble until they decide to turn this into a horror movie. And they decide to go off trail to, you know, make a shortcut to make up some time. And they want to go cut through the forest, you know, making it a horror movie. So once they enter the forest, things start to break down. It's a scary forest. It's got plenty of shots of overly dense trees. What did you think of all the footage of the forest itself?
It's really effective. It is very creepy. It's another one of those situations where you're looking at the abyss. Yeah. You're looking at the void.
And the void looks back.
A bunch of foliage.
Foliage? That's what I said.
Foliage.
Yeah, I think this movie does a great job with the setting.
Yeah.
Like, it takes everything that's scary about the woods, which admittedly can be a lot, especially right. If you're not used to the woods. And it takes, there are, so I've spent a decent amount of time in the woods. I used to work in the woods as my job. And there are just parts in the wood, places in the woods that just don't feel right. It, no matter how used to the woods you are, you just don't feel right in that spot. And this movie they found all those spots. They found every spot that does not feel right, and they filmed there. So right. Kudos to the crew.
Yeah, there's a lot of shots of just thin trunks that it looks like a 3D eye picture.
Yeah.
Where you just can't see anything very far away just because there's so many trees. Just yeah. It's one of those things you can't quite put your finger on. Why does this feel sinister, these trees? But they do.
The shot is meant to convey a sense of impending, of something looking at you.
Yeah.
You're meant to find whatever is mm-hmm. in this shot, and it's hard to until it moves.
Or even the like aerial stuff that just shows the canopy.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh. Why does that creep me out?
Why do I feel gross? Yeah.
You can tell he's bad because he's got shifty eyes.
Exactly. Yeah. So throughout, and there's a lot in those shots, there's a lot of like a finger will move. Like in this vast, you know, so like, yeah, it's like a 3D puzzle where your eye just isn't sure where to go. And then you'll see a small movement and it'll be like, like you kind of recoil from it because the shot will have been sitting on that spot for so long. Pretty effective stuff. So throughout the ritual, Luke is plagued by vivid waking dreams where he's forced to relive the fearful night where his friend was killed and he stood by doing nothing. And this is kind of the central focus of the movie. For me, this is on the low to medium 7 range.
Yeah, I gave it a 7.2, but I'm definitely saying it's a dead on 7, if not a little better.
Yeah, I'd say it's a dead on 7. I'd say it's a medium 7.
I think for me, the reason why it works so well, and I think with horror movies that I really like, they have a decent subplot or a decent theme that's running along, you know, underneath the main plot, which is you're in danger of dying.
Yeah.
And this one, the scene with his friend and watching his friend die and just that whole dealing with cowardice and the repercussions of it is very interesting. And that could be its own movie. Like you said, it turns into a horror movie eventually.
Yeah.
When they decide to go in the woods. But before then, it's like a human interest story. It's a drama.
Yeah.
And they could have done a whole movie about that.
Yeah, they could have.
So as long, I think for me, like, anything above average for a horror movie has to be able to not be a horror movie and still work.
Yeah. That's,
I mean, it's not a hard line, but
yeah.
For my preference is it should have other stuff going on other than we're just...
The good ones do that. Right.
It either has to have good character development at the very least, or it has to have a subplot.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely a more than serviceable horror movie, and it has a lot going for it in regard to like production and acting. And it came out of nowhere for me. Like, it just showed up on my Netflix feed all of a sudden. And it's this, like, high budget, well produced, well shot, like, it, like, damn, like, I'm so excited for whatever Facebook is gonna keep producing. And I hope this, this kind of golden age of Netflix. Did I say Facebook? I hope I didn't say Facebook.
I think you did.
Oof. Netflix. Ugh. I hope Netflix keeps on in the manner that they're currently in, where they're just producing like gold. It's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, the four friends are kind of the thing that bothers me a little bit about this movie is the four friends argue so much that it kind of prevents any like real introspection or like delving any further into like that storyline that interests you. Like, they just argue instead of, like, kind of going into it. And they kind of argue about it, but it's just a lot of yelling. But other than that, yeah, I'd say it's a medium seven, a solid seven for The Ritual. What did you think of the initial killing of Luke's friend?
It was great. Yeah, I mean, it was great to set up dread.
Yeah.
Of just helplessness and just foreshadowing, what's he going to do in the situation when something real happens again? Because you know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Where he's going to have to protect his friends or protect himself or something.
It sets it up really well to be a like, this is an internal struggle.
Yeah. And I can't say there was any definite payoff for that setup.
Oh, yeah, there was. The end was a very, man.
Well, we can get into it
yeah.
In the spoiler section. Spoilers. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
speaking of which, should we transition?
Yeah, sure.
Spoilers.
So this isn't a spoiler, but let me just say, one of the things that bothered me about this movie, it knocked it down a quarter of a peg, a quarter of a point, was their disrespect of booze. So before the injury happens, they're starting out on the King's Trail, and they get up to this little, you know, they make a rock statue in memory of their dead friend, and then they pass around a bottle of booze. You know, not a bottle, a little canteen of liquor. And, you know, they all take a hit off of it. And then they pour one out for their homeboy. But they pour so much of it out. It just upset me so much.
It was like from the Three Amigos. When he pours out his water canteen.
Yes.
It's like,
yeah, it was like, so much liquor that they poured out that I began to be like, because like I said, I work in the woods. I used to work in the woods for a long time. And one of the things I struggled with all the time was trying to get the most bang for my buck out of the booze that I'd bring into the woods, because you got to carry everything on your back. Right. So, and water, liquid is heavy. So any booze you bring in, you can't be wasting it. And they're just pouring liquor out. Like, I would bring 150, I'd bring in some heavy duty liquor, some like Bacardi 151. And I just like mix it with a little bit of water and just do it straight, just so that I could get the most bang out of my buck and not have to like trudge in beer or something like that. And their disrespect towards alcohol really, That's the scariest part of this movie, first of all. So yeah, at what point did this movie get really spooky to you?
Yeah, I mean the cabin is where it really turns.
Yeah, they walk up on a cat. So they're walking. They decide to go off trail. They head on through the forest, and then they kind of stumble upon like a cabin in the middle of nowhere. Just not even, there doesn't even look like there's a trail.
Yeah, well, they stumble upon a carcass of like an animal or first.
Yes, they stumbled on a bear that was like pushed up onto some tree.
Yeah, it was definitely some human displayed that. And so it's creepy, but it doesn't really, you know, stuff doesn't get on the fast track until they get to the cabin.
Yeah, it was off-putting.
Yeah.
But it wasn't scary. Yeah, they get into the cabin and it's clearly been abandoned, and they get up into the attic and there's like a totemic like false idol thing.
Yeah.
That's been created with like antlers and it looked like human hands or something like that for feet.
It was made out of straw or something.
Yeah,
like that,
it was mostly
sticks.
Made of straw and sticks. And I mean, you know, imagine just being lost in the woods, walking into a cabin, and then it essentially being a cabin in the woods kind of cabin, mm-hmm. where it's like devious shit went on here.
Right. And I mean, it's, you walk in and you're like, okay, a ritual went down in here. The name of the movie. And you think you'd be like, huh. Well, let's get out of here.
Yeah, but it's raining. I don't give one shit.
We have tents.
We have tents. I need to get out of here. But they stay in the cabin, and then it skips. Like, they go to sleep, and then you wake up to mayhem. Like, the next scene after they fall asleep is, it's morning, and... like one of them had wet their pants and mm-hmm. had wandered outside. Another one was like mumbling in the corner. Another one was like what? He was like splayed out in front of the totem.
Yeah, one of them was naked and like
worshiping,
bowing before the totem. The protagonist is outside and he's got like
He's got a scar on him on his chest.
Yeah, he's been like pierced,
been marked
in a pattern.
Yeah. It looked like the pattern looked like as if I were to take my hand and just point all of my fingers at your chest and then push them into your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the point where they start to panic and they're like, we got to get out of here. Oh my God. What was this? Like, they're all fittingly disturbed and upset. So they make to get out of there. And as they kind of like venture further into the woods, they find a path
mm-hmm.
and they just kind of follow it because a path must lead somewhere good. Right.
Yeah.
No, not in this situation.
Yeah. I mean, the argument was, let's just go back. Let's get on the trail. It'll take a little longer. This isn't worth it, which is the right decision.
That would have been the right move.
And then the guy said, look, a trail that'll lead to civilization.
Yeah. No. This trail leads nowhere good. And as they keep kind of venturing further and further into the woods, there are more and more disturbing hints. Like, you know, they'll did they walk up on impaled people like pretty quickly?
Yeah. I can't remember if they walked in on an impaled person that wasn't them.
So there was the impaled bear.
Mm-hmm.
There's a theme in this movie of things being pushed onto tree limbs,
mm-hmm.
and of living things being pushed onto tree limbs. So I'm getting a little twisted.
I can't remember if it was the first one, the human is one of their friends or not. Regardless, they get picked off one by one and each of them shows up hung on a tree.
Yeah. Well, and two of them get picked off. Because there's four enter the woods,
mm-hmm.
and then two of them. So Dom and Luke are the only ones left at the end of the movie, and they make it into a village, right? So there's this village in the middle of these woods where Dom and Luke end up after their two friends have been impaled upon trees by something, and it's clearly a large thing. It's clearly a beast of some variety.
Mm-hmm.
And so they end up in this village. They're prisoners. They're like chained to a wall, and this old they're like European hillbillies. That's what this village was, like anemic hillbillies.
Yeah.
Because they had, they were completely pale. It was like they were too old. It was like they were old.
I was saying, and this will come back later, I realized it's a pretty close analog to Deliverance.
Yeah.
They're out in the wilderness. One of them has a very lame injury that shows you this is actually pretty serious.
Yeah.
Like,
what happened in Deliverance? Did he get,
Burt Reynolds
impaled?
He got like an arrow or sat on an arrow or something in his leg.
It was some sort of puncture thing.
Yeah. And he was, that was a great movie.
Yeah. That was,
because it shows you even the toughest guy, if he gets impaled or if he gets like a minor injury out in the woods, it's serious.
Yeah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you don't joke around out in the woods, because sepsis could set in and you could die. And by the end of the movie, Burt Reynolds is helpless.
Yeah.
You know, he's basically dead.
And that's Burt Reynolds.
And that's Burt Reynolds.
If he can't make it out, there's no one on earth who can.
And so he would be the one person that would be the most helpful in the situations in which they got put in.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, in this movie, someone gets, you know, rolled ankle or whatever, and not a big deal if you
stay on the trail
in civilization, but in the woods, in the scraggly woods.
Yeah, big deal.
Bad news.
Yeah, especially if this, like,
you get attacked by hillbillies, and then what are you going to do?
Yeah, then what? Anyway, so they end up in this village, and as it turns out, the people in this village are like, this is like a Boy Scout camp, kind of, for people who are made to worship this like old Norse god who I think is named Yutan. And it's like a big moose looking monster with a roasted turkey for a head. It just looked like a big moose with a turkey head.
Well, it kind of has like a human face, doesn't it?
Not a turkey head, like a roasted turkey.
Yeah. Like if you splayed open the crotch of a roasted turkey and there was a human face inside of it.
Yeah. The head is like this big roast turkey, and then down below that where the mouth would be, there's like a human inside the mouth. There's like kind of eyes in there. And so the moose monster makes all these people in this village, like, gives them abnormally long life, and with the intent of, like, he needs people to worship him. And it's like a Boy Scout camp for people with like tremendous emotional pain. He picks people who are particularly damaged emotionally. He marks them with this mark that Luke gets put on his chest. And then anyone who doesn't have that mark, they don't live in that village. They just get sacrificed to the moose monster,
mm-hmm.
to Yutan. And in return for life, they have to worship him.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I can tell, this is a way to say, you know, people worship their fear, right? If you have a fear, it controls you.
Mm.
That's kind of the parallel that I drew for this movie was, you know, and then at the end of the movie, Luke breaks the cycle. He faces his fears. He stands up to the moose monster. And he literally walks out of the woods. The woods made of fear. That was kind of what I took away from it.
Yeah. When I say that the setup didn't really pay off, I expected that he'd be put in a situation in which he could save his friend, and that his actions are shown are different or something. That he comes at, that's what like the hero's journey path would be. It'd be, you know, he's changed now, and this is what he did. And it doesn't do that. Everyone, all of his friends are helpless and die, and there's nothing he can do about it. and then he makes it out. I mean, the best shot is he gets surprised by one of the old woman, the old hag,
yeah,
on the stairwell, and he just cold cocks her,
yeah,
right in the face.
Witch punch. he just straight up clocks her. It's a funny part. Yeah, there's some good stuff in this movie.
How did he actually get away from Moose Monster? I can't remember. Shoot it?
I think he walked out of the woods. Like, he left domain.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? He, like, crossed the boundary.
He slowed it down somehow.
He stopped being... You know, he had a hatchet, and he hatched it.
Oh, yeah.
And, but I think he stopped being afraid of it.
Yeah.
Was kind of...
Yeah, that was one of the things that it showed is that when you look into its eyes that are kind of like lights in the darkness, you get shown...
You relive your horrible emotional pain.
Or was it you relive it, or did it turn out good? Because his friend died and he got reunited with his family or something like that.
Yeah, the monster was able to manipulate like what you saw.
Right. Yeah.
And make it be what you wanted and then twist the knife,
mm-hmm.
you know, like take what you wanted to see and make it horrible,
mm-hmm.
make it be your worst fear.
Yeah. So yeah, I got away from the Moose Monster.
Yeah.
The end.
But this movie did make me think. So, my question for the audience, is I would love to hear some spooky stories from your real life experiences camping, because I have one. And Bryce, do you have a story about camping in the woods?
Spooky story? Not really. I remember in outdoor school.
Uh-huh.
It's when they take like the middle schoolers out to a Boy Scout camp or something like that, and they experience camping. And, I mean, I was in the Boy Scouts, so it wasn't even a thing. But I remember one kid, like, freaked out because he thought he saw, like, red eyes in the window or something. He was freaked out and thought it was haunted or something like that. And it was caused a big hubbub among the middle school kids. But I don't think I've ever been particularly scared in the woods. Or if I did, I can't remember. It was mostly because I was young. And probably homesick or something.
I've spent a lot of time outdoors, a lot, and you know, living and sleeping outdoors. And with that much time, I don't have a lot of stories of being very scared out there. I do have one of a strange occurrence, which was so when I was working for the Forest Service, doing like trail maintenance, we're out in the backcountry of Mount St. Helens, and we were camp. It must have been like 3 at night, and there's only 4 of us out there, and on the trail crew. And one night at 3 a.m., there was this sound. It was this profoundly human sound. It was clearly something with lips, and you know, it sounded. As far as I can recall, it was like, woo! Like, it sounded like, woo! And you know, anything where you hear, like, it does take lips and intent to sound like woo, you know? And so, and all 4 of us woke up. It was very loud, and it was very nearby. And it was like 2 yells. And they were loud. And we all woke up and I said, what the fuck was that? And everybody goes, not me. Like, and I knew it wasn't anybody in our party because it came from a direction where no one was. And everyone was in their tents. And so I took my little spotlight, you know, which is just a headlamp, but they make those headlamps so damn powerful that. But at that point, it was socked in with fog. We were basically in the clouds, and I couldn't see anything. The best that I can do as far as explaining it is a cougar or a fox,
mm-hmm.
because cougars have some very human sounds that they make. Lots of people recount cougars as sounding like babies crying or women screaming.
Right.
And foxes have some very strange sounds that they make as well that are pretty whacked out.
Yeah.
So it could be either of those. I definitely do not believe it was a Bigfoot because I just don't believe in Bigfoot.
We're in Bigfoot country, by the way. Like, if you're internationally, this would be considered Bigfoot country.
Yeah, and specifically Mount St. Helens is like Bigfoot, the heartland of Bigfoot.
Yeah, well, you can see Mount St. Helens from my house.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't believe it was Bigfoot because I don't believe in Bigfoot. But anyway, all this to say, please, if you have a spooky story about being in the woods, share it with us. I'm super interested to hear it.
Maybe I thought you were going to share the badger story.
The badger story? What's the badger story?
You said there was one time you're working on a crew and you guys heard something. The guy sat on a log and the badger, they realized that the sound was coming from inside the log and it was a badger like that was very angry.
Yeah, that must have been on fire because badgers aren't around here. But yeah, I remember somebody. Yeah, badgers are mean too. Like they're tiny, but you do not want to get in the way of a badger. Mm. So yeah, and they make these little dens, and if you get near it, they're like rabid dogs. They come at you. So final recommendations for The Ritual. Who do you think would like this movie?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is definitely a higher quality horror movie. If you like horror movies that have a little bit more thought put into them, that are a little more multi-layered and psychological.
Yeah.
Than a slasher or a monster movie. This is good for you.
Yeah, this is a weird one because it has a monster in it that's prominently featured, and that's normally not my gig. And to be honest, it works against this movie a little bit for me. I don't like seeing a monster, especially a dumb moose monster. But that being said, it's still a good movie, and it is high budget.
Yeah.
So... yeah, if you want a solid one, I think time will be kind to this. Yeah. I don't think this will be like this will make any like long term, like a huge dent long term or anything like that. But yeah. it's a pretty good movie.
This will definitely be on those Reddit lists of, hey, what are some movies on Netflix that are really good that you've never heard of?
Right,
The Ritual will be one of them.
Yeah, and it's worth it.
Yeah,
yeah. So now we're gonna do taglines.
Do you want to do a commercial?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Just start out with taglines brought to you by.
Today's taglines brought to you by KetoCraze.com. Ever wanted to eat your weight in bacon every single day? Tired of taking boring old regular shits? KetoCraze.com can get you on your way to a fitter life while providing you with the sense of out-of-control madness that you so deeply crave. Visit KetoCraze.com to see just how far you can push your body in the name of health today. Here's taglines.
Should just record that. Just make it part of it.
I love it.
All right.
I got some pretty good ones for this. I'm feeling solid about taglines for The Ritual.
How many you got?
I have four.
Okay, I got four too.
All right, I'll go first. The zipper on this tent sounds like the scream of 100,000 souls. You know how the zipper on your tent at night? I don't know if you know this, but the zipper on my tent is like a billion decibels in the silence of the woods. It's like zip.
Yeah. Especially when you have your wife or something in the tent that you don't want to wake up.
Yeah, you're trying so hard.
Or worse, if you have kids.
Oh, good luck. Let me just go one at a time. Let me spend the next half hour unzipping this one little bit at a time.
Yeah. Okay, some of my taglines are going to be clips.
Oh, okay.
That I ripped. The ritual.
Oh, fuck, not the woods. Nothing good ever happens in the woods.
Little Norm MacDonald there. So sleeping on the ground is the most comfortable part of this camping trip.
The ritual. Beware of Swedish hillbillies.
The ritual. This moose will munch your moss till you're dead.
That almost sounds sexual.
Yeah, that was the intent.
Oh, okay.
Come on, get with it.
All right. The ritual.
Into the woods, it's time to go. I hate to leave, I have to, though. Into the woods, it's time, and so I must begin my journey.
Yay!
Yay. Little Sondheim for you.
So here we go. From the producer of The Happening and the director of The Chef and the writer of The-ing comes The Ritual. I've noticed a disturbing trend, and I'm sure you have too. The amount of shittily titled movies is just huge, especially horror movies now. It's The Invitation. The this, the that.
The Ritual.
The Meg.
The Boy.
Yeah, The Mirror. Like, that's a real fucking movie. The Others.
Is it The Witch or is it just Witch?
It's The Witch.
Yeah, The Witch.
Yeah. Yeah. They're either
Conjuring.
They're either two words with the being one of the words, or it's just one word.
Mm-hmm.
Which is dumb.
Yeah, The Descent.
The Ritual, The Descent, The Strangers. Mm-hmm. Like, come on.
It'd be more interesting if it was one word. Just say strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Strangers are scary. The Crazies.
All right, my last one. The Ritual. Don't get caught in his deadlights.
Deadlights?
Yeah. Yeah. It.
I like it. So now we're going to be doing a new segment. But you, like I said, you may have already heard this one because we are pre-recording this episode of The Ritual. So, and it's called Guess That Clip. Now, let me explain a little bit about this. This is a segment where we play sound clips. I've prepared 5 sound clips for Bryce to listen to. They are from 5 different horror movies. Obviously, five different specific scenes from 5 different horror movies. Bryce gets 1 point. There's 2 points available per clip. 1, if he names the movie that it's from. 2, if he names the actual situation that, that the clip is from. So, a total of 10 points are available in Guess That Clip.
You can play along at home, folks.
Play along.
Let us know what you scored.
Easy.
Yeah. That was a Japanese movie. No, it was The Shining.
Oh,
that's the scene where the twins are in front of the elevator.
Yeah.
Yep. Asking him to play.
You get 2 points.
He's on his big wheel.
Yeah, you get 2 points, man. Yeah, I think this is going to be a fun segment because the person choosing the clips has to choose something memorable. It's a fine line you got to You gotta walk.
Yeah.
Anyway, clip number two.
Move! Get out of there!
George, move!
So that's Aliens. Is it Aliens or Alien?
You already guessed Aliens, and you're wrong.
Damn,
it's Alien.
I mean, they're tracking the alien, and it's going towards a room with other people or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, you don't get any points for this. He's in. This is the one where he's Dallas is running through the ventilation system, and they're watching. His dot and the alien's dot, and the alien's dot is coming towards him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Clip number three. I
don't remember it very well, but I think that's The Descent.
Oh, that's anybody who's seen this movie will I think they'll remember this because that is a very distinct sound from this. Actually, I guess this is a franchise now. This is a Grudge.
Oh, Grudge. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that it was The Descent. I thought, don't the monsters in Descent make a sound for echolocation?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay.
But in this is like the Grudge is like the first. Well, no, I guess The Ring was the first J horror remake.
Yeah,
but The Grudge was like right there behind it, and it worked really. In my opinion, The Grudge worked. Did you see The Grudge?
I didn't see The Grudge.
Oh man, we got to watch it. It's a lot of fun because it's.
Doesn't it have like Sarah Michelle Gellar in or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good seat for her.
Yeah. Let's okay. Clip number four.
Why are you doing this to us?
Because you're home.
Oh, this is the one that I want to see, and I can never remember the title of it, so I can never try to find it. It's like. Is that The Strangers?
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, that's The Strangers.
Wow, good and job.
I haven't seen it, but I'm assuming it's towards the end. And it's right in the clip. They ask them why they're doing there is no reason.
I'll give full points for that. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's a scene where they basically, where the strangers, the two girls and the dude, are lined up in front of, that's Steven Tyler's daughter. What's her name?
Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler. Yeah, and her husband. And Liv Tyler's like, why are you doing this to us? And they like give the scariest answer you can give. Just because.
No reason.
No reason. We just like to fuck with people. Kill them. Like, ugh.
So that's a remake, right? There's like a.
No, I think you may be thinking of Last House on the Left.
I thought there was one.
I'm not.
Where it was. I think Strangers might be a remake.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
I don't know. If you know, send us a tweet.
If you're better than us at this.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And clip number five.
That was a long time ago, boys. Things were different then. Tomatoes were legal. You could find them everywhere.
Hey, Chad, there he goes again.
Sometimes I sure miss pizza with tomato sauce.
All right, one medium coconut with anchovies and strawberry jam.
Right here.
On you.
I mean, the only movie, and this is another one that I haven't seen, it must be Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
You're very close.
Two.
It's Return.
Ah, I got it.
Yeah. I'll give it to you just because this is a deep cut. Who's in that exact clip? Is the guy who's like, all right, I got a pizza, coconut pizza with no tomatoes on it because tomatoes are illegal now. That is George Clooney.
Huh.
I think in his first role.
Oh wow!
In Return or Attack, or I forget, the second Attack of the Killer Tomatoes right. movie, which is a hilarious movie. They're both pretty funny.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah,
I'll take 1 point for that one. So okay. I got five. Five out of ten.
5 out of 10. Pretty good. Let us know how you did on Guess That Clip.
Bonk.
All right, guys. So it's that time of the show. Thank you to anybody who's consistently talking to us, giving us feedback. It helps us out. It makes us feel like we're doing something that you guys enjoy. Not only that we enjoy, but that you enjoy. So share this podcast with a friend. Send them to horrormovietalk.com. Hit us up on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or our website or whatever. And, give us any feedback you'd like. So with that, that's Horror Movie Talk. Bye-bye.
Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.